came to the city as Bishop of Downfold in 1980, which was an incredibly difficult time in the life of this city and of this community. It was a very polarized society back then, and he threw himself wholeheartedly into the work of peace building. The fact that those two men were in situ at that time, that very difficult moment in our history, it was incredibly fortuitous when we look at it now. I mean, that work of peace building back then, when the conflict was still in full flow, it was almost unimaginable, I think, that we could arrive at the point we're at now in this city and in this community. The two bishops, Bishop Mahaffey and Bishop Daly, attracted great and very vocal criticism for embarking on the path on which they did. And they drew tremendous flack from people who perhaps didn't see as far ahead as they did. But it didn't deter them from that path. They didn't allow themselves to be knocked off course. I think they were a great support and a great consolation to one another. And when they were coming in for criticism, I suppose they kind of stiffened the resolve of one another, and were a great help and a great assistance to one another.
Yeah, indeed. Tell us a little bit more about him then, sorry, because you were in a flow there, but I just wanted to sort of touch on that impact and that influence they had. Yeah, because, I mean, as well as that too, and my condolences to you, and that should have been one of the first things I said to you, because obviously you've interviewed him, but you knew him personally for a very, very long time.
Yeah, I knew him for a long time. He was a wonderful, a beautiful human being. You know, he had a rugby player's nose, first of all. he played rugby right up until he was elected Bishop of Downfold, and at that point he stopped playing the game. Played this rugby player's nose. Maybe that tells you something about his physical bravery, and that probably stood him in good stead in the subsequent decades, certainly in the 20 years plus that he served as Bishop of Downfold. But he had a great gentility about him. But there was that steeliness behind that as well. He was a very articulate man, a very intelligent man, a very compassionate man, an incredibly friendly man. He and his wife, Thelma, were very, very welcoming. When you think about it, I mean, they lived at the Sea House here throughout Bishop Mahaffey's episcopacy, and that was their home. And frequently, as a journalist, I and others would have been invited into their home. And they were unfailingly welcoming, unfailingly courteous. In Bishop Mahaffey's case, I mean, he had important things to say. He didn't shy away from saying them. He and Bishop Daly, they forged this incredible friendship. And, they weren't uniquely responsible, let's face it, for the peace-building project in the city. But they were very prominent in doing it. Trade unionists were involved in that kind of thing back then. Different politicians were involved in it. But the two bishops were involved in it very publicly, very, very prominently. I was interested, I was struck today, Bishop Andrew Forster was on the radio talking about how, as a teenager, he recalled the two bishops going together to watch a Derry City game at the Brandywell. And back then, that was a very brave thing, especially for Bishop Mahaffey to do. So they had that kind of, that mission about them, that joint ministry, which they took very, very seriously and followed very, very diligently. And I think ultimately it helped pave the way for a much better society in the city. I mean, the two men, for example, were involved in stuff like, the churches, they set up the Church's Trust. They were founder members of the Inner City Trust. The Church's Trust would have been involved in tackling a lot of the problems of deprivation in this city. The Inner Trust was involved in the physical rebuilding of what was a bomb-damaged heart of the city at that time. So they transformed the city and the city physically and the community spiritually, I think. And that's a tremendous kind of legacy for the two of them to have left behind.